We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On the hotline is Bob Nightingale of USA Today to talk a little Pirates. Bob, how are you?
Yeah, doing great, thanks.
So this Pirates team wins 9 in a row. They've got the Indians, which is a much sterner test than what they just faced in Cincinnati. My question to you is, what's the perception of them right this second, more nationally, big picture? Because in the Pittsburgh fishbowl here, I think people are understandably pretty jacked up about what they've done the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, here's a team that's supposed to be completely in a rebuild and, play some play some excellent baseball. It'll be kind of fascinating what they do. I get the feeling they're going to just fold tight. I mean, you can't sell without just completely ensuring the fan base. I don't think you can buy for a rental, especially if you're just going for a wild card spot. So I think they may stay pat and then maybe see what's out there in August, because we're going to see a lot of guys clear waivers and available in August.
What is the market like right now, Bob? I mean, there's obviously a few teams that have no chance at all, and it seems like there's going to be a lot of players out there with maybe just a few teams buying. Is there much? I mean, is there much value out there in the trade market?
Yeah, there isn't. You know, I mean, I think Cervelli has some, would have some interest, particularly by the Washington Nationals. Harrison, those guys would, but you don't move those type of guys. So they got some pieces, people want. But if you're trying to win, you can't just give those guys up. I just think they sit pat and say, you know what, let's see what happens here. Because there's so many teams that are selling, I think that if they stay pat and then just go, grab some guys in August, the asking price or the demand will be a lot lower.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us right now to talk a little Pirates. I think the pace I see them on right now, Bob, is an 83-win pace suddenly at 51-49, obviously, if you flesh that out all the way through to the end of the season. Do you think this is another year where it takes at least mid to upper 80s, though, to actually get to the playoffs in the National League as a wild card? Is that how you see it shaking out based on what the win-loss records are of teams in that race at the moment?
You would think so. Minimum of 86, I would think. And, if nothing else, just what they've done so far, you like what's going to happen next year. And so this reminds you of the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers last year surprised everybody by staying in the race until about the last day before being eliminated. And, same thing could be for the Pirates. But yet, with what they've done, they say, could be a pretty decent team next year. So I think that's why I think they'll kind of stay pat. You don't want to give up too much and just go for a wild card spot. It's just not worth it. I mean, we've already seen what's happened in those one game wild card games with the Pirates in the past, and those were good teams. So that's why you don't want to invest too much.
Bob, Gregory Polanco is currently in the midst of a hot streak that's got a lot of his numbers, really, his power numbers especially, looking a lot more impressive. And yet here, he was the next franchise centerpiece player, frankly, in most people's minds. And I even think nationally that seemed to be the consensus, that he would sort of take up the torch for Andrew McCutchen whenever that era ended. It really hasn't happened or come close to happening, even though this is his strongest year. What's your opinion of him long-term at only his age 26 season right now?
It's almost like just wait and see. You don't know. Sometimes these guys frustrate you, and the next thing they're making all-star teams. It's just tough to give up on some of these guys, because you never know when they have that big, that big breakout season. You see it over and over again. I mean, who would ever thought that a guy like Matt Kemp, would be an all-star and the Dodgers MVP when he's being shopped throughout baseball? And nobody in the world wanted him. You know, just a they thought he was done, you know, and then comes out and does this. So with a guy that young and everything else, that guy kind of potential, I think you just, you know, you hang on to him.
Bob, of the teams that are around the Pirates in the wild card race, who do you think is ripe for a big last couple of months? Like, what team is maybe just treaded water and you think could step on the gas here in the last 2 months?
Well, I think the Cubs will be very very active the trade deadline, so I could see them kind of taking off and hiding from everybody. I still think the Brewers have no choice but to go for it here. I think they're going to make a they're going to make a run and they try to keep up with the Cubs, but at least a wild card spot. The Giants are still very dangerous. The Rockies are coming on. So I think some of these teams will start performing a lot better than they did the first half, particularly some of those teams out west.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, and we'll let you go on this one, Bob. I saw it basically on a tweet from you, and you said this about 15 minutes ago. Things couldn't go worse for the Mets these days. Now Tim Tebow, and then this is the part that I seized on, their September drawing card, likely will miss the rest of the season with a broken hamate bone. Was it, in your mind, a pretty foregone conclusion that he was going to get called up and they were going to try to put butts in the seats with Tebow out there on the major league club?
I did, particularly because, hey, he made the Eastern League All-Star game. He is performing better than pretty much anybody, you know, thinks. Not saying he's, you know, major league player or a, going to ever make it one day. But, you know, you call a guy like that up, he's going to sell tickets and get people excited and everything else. So I think it would be almost their way to reward the fans, like, okay, this is such a terrible season. Let's give you something to cheer about and have fun with. So who knows for sure, you know, who they would have had to take off the roster and do something like that. But I think that was definitely their plans.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. We appreciate the insights, Bob. Thanks.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!